Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to weak amid larger than expected supplies and a 4.25 year low in the pork cutout. The terminals are called mostly steady, with a couple of locations seen possibly weaker. Top prices from $29 to $37.50. Peoria is called steady to weak today, with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 31st, negotiated swine purchases were 11,276. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 40.75 to 55.41. The weighted average was 49.74, a loss of 60 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 32.63 to 40.71, the weighted average 38.57. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,959. The base price range was 40.75 to 58.59, the weighted average 54.06. A loss of 43 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 32.50 to 41.93, and the weighted average was 38.73. With the planning intentions report behind us yesterday, the trade will likely again turn to weather as a major factor for examining the market in the days ahead. With us to talk about today's agricultural conditions is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Yes, it's a new month, but we have a very similar situation, that being too much rain and not enough warmth across a good portion of the Corn Belt, stretching all the way from the southern plains around Oklahoma and through across portions of Arkansas and Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana and through Ohio, just too much rain. And at least for the short term, the next week to 10 days, that's a trend that's expected to continue. Now, indications are that we will start to see a little bit of an improvement in the weather situation for the second half of April. But, you know, Dave, that's gambling on something that's a little ways out there. But, I guess it can't get much worse. We will continue to see heavy rain, especially the end of this week, as the weather system is expected to dump several inches of rain, with the highest concentration, once again, stretching from northeastern Arkansas across southeastern Missouri and in through southern Illinois and portions of the Ohio River Valley off to the east. So snow showers right now falling across a good portion of the Upper Peninsula in northern Michigan. So it's not only been wet, but it's been very cool. And again, that's a trend that is expected to change towards the second full week of the month of April. We're looking for above average temperatures to try and climb back into the picture across a good portion of the area. But for this week, flooding rains will return to the lower Midwest from southeastern Kansas to northern Kentucky and Ohio Wednesday through Friday, much of the region picking up anywhere between 1 to 3 inches, and extensive flooding will result. New crop damage not expected, since the same areas were flooded in late March, and high frequency of precipitation will continue through the middle of April. Additional moisture will not be enough to cause new flooding, but again, that's going to delay field work. Better weather is predicted for the second half of April. In the Delta and Southeast, waves of rain will occur from the Delta into the southeastern states today through Saturday. Flooding will continue in the northern Delta along the Mississippi River and through the southern Delta. Flooding should not damage any region that was not impacted by flooding in March, but once again, we look for planting delays to be extended in the Delta. Shower activity will start to diminish beginning Sunday, and some field work may resume early next week in the southern Delta and portions of the southeastern states. Significant field work in the northern Delta not likely until at least the middle of this new month. For Brazil, forecast not changed much. The nation will receive periodic precipitation over the next couple weeks, with center-south areas being the wettest during the second half of the week and into the weekend, and at which time the greatest harvest delays are expected. None of the rain excessive. Fieldwork should resume after a few days of dry weather. Argentina, rain did fall in about 30% of Argentina's grain and oilseed country yesterday and early today. It does look like there's no change to the generally dry conditions. Next week to 10 days will produce a restricted amount of precipitation, favoring summer crop maturation and harvest progress in Argentina. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 965 and three quarters, up three quarters. Last trade down 9. July, 975 down 5. Last trade down 20. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 929 unchanged. Last trade down 18 and a half. July, 937 unchanged. Last trade down 18 and a quarter. May corn opened at 570 and a half, up three and a quarter. Last trade down 1 and a half. July, 582 unchanged. Last trade down 3 and a quarter. December, 582 and three quarters, up 1 and three quarters. Last trade down 2. July of 2009, 595, up 4. Last trade up a half. May beans open at 1167, down 30 and a quarter. Last trade down 70 and a quarter. July, 1184, down 31. Last trade down 83 and a quarter. November, 1085, down 4 and a half. Last trade down 30 and a half. March of 2009, 1112 unchanged. Last trade down 39. May soybean meal opened at 31820, down 410. Last trade down 1970. May soybean oil opened at 5095, down 53. Last trade down 182. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
We have expanded trading limits in both soybeans and wheat today.
Correct.
The soybeans limit is $1.05. The wheat is 90 cents. Will either of those expanded limits come into play today?
I would doubt it. Last night, we did get beans over down 70, but we didn't get to the $1.05. We did have beans down 90 at part of the night. We closed old crop down 70 to 73 and new crop down 30. On wheat, we were only down 16 to 18 at the end of the night, and we never got, I don't think, over maybe 20 to 25 lower. So I doubt if they are. It's the first of the month. There is talk that funds will be in at the start of the month to buy again, especially since we've backed off a lot. And we do have support areas in that November beans around the 45 to 50 area, in the corn around 68 to 70 area. I don't know that we'll get that low in the corn. Beans, we did get to 45 last night and closed at 59.
Do you think that 1050 or thereabouts will catch the current down run in the beans?
I think it could do that, the current down run, but, I mean, we could easily bounce from this and then have another run down another dollar from that down the road.
In other words, if we have normal weather and anything approaching USDA's estimates yesterday, we could see what?
We
could seven
see
in front of the beans?
960 and then 850, and then you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we could see. We're looking at 1050 as to hold now. If we have normal weather, we're looking at, you know, another dollar, two, even three below that.
Yesterday's numbers say to producers to plant more corn. Are they going to be able to do that?
I think there's plenty of seed around. The question is, will they have the time because of the weather, and will they have the ability to get the fertilizer and the anhydrous that's needed?
And at what point, I mean, you know, with today's equipment, people put crops in the field in a matter of days, can move very quickly. At what point does the trade really begin to come nervous? Is it a month away still?
I think we're still a month away. If we have half the corn planted in the nation by May 1, that's a good schedule. Last year, if you remember, we really didn't start planting much until somewhere in the 10th to 15th of April area. But once we got to that 15th of April in 10 days, we were just basically done. And that could easily happen again this year. Even though we're cold and wet right now, a lot of the Midwest if we would stop raining, and that's the problem. Forecasts are for scattered rains clear through next Monday. But if we would dry out and not get any more rains, you know, in 10 days we'd maybe be able to get in the field here in places where they're flooded and take longer. But we can still get the crop planted in a very short period of time once we are able to get in the field.
Turn your attention over to CME Livestock. What's the story there today?
Livestock, we're still worried about whether we've made a low yet in the hogs and whether they'll drag the cattle down. Cattle did recover a little yesterday, and so we're looking at cattle to bounce a little today and hogs to maybe find a low.
And at what point do you think that hogs find that low?
We're looking at the April hog around 55.90, 56, somewhere in that area.
Any last words before we let you go?
We're in very volatile times, and what you don't have sold, you need to protect the downside. We can go lower from where we've gone.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart, Abates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.